anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Welcome, Mr. Donovan.
Mayor, council members, good to see you again. This is the second part of our planned Flume's development that you have a letter for that references the project and our overall scope. This is the west side of Callaway Drive, as Mr. Patterson said. We hope to develop about 350 residential lots in that area, all in compliance with city requirements. A couple other things about the Flume subdivision is, you know, we're going to work with the city and the and the planned widening by the city of Callaway Drive into a three-lane, I believe, now in this current fiscal year of the city. And also, we hope to have, in cooperation with the city and some other entities and stakeholders in Carlsbad, a bridge that would span the canal and tie into Captain Williams Drive in front of Ocotillo Elementary School. Lastly, but not least, we plan to dedicate the area and the floodway to the city, hope to, as a wildlife and nature park for the city of Carlsbad. So I think it'll be great for the residents of Carlsbad, the public, and businesses on the east side of Callaway Drive. I respectfully request your approval. Here to answer any questions.
Question for Mr. Dunnigan.
Where's that nature park? Where exactly is that going to be?
The blue area.
That's the canal, isn't it?
No, the blue area is the Pecos waterbed. And in the floodway, in a floodway, you can't really build anything vertical of a permanent nature. And so the city couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. But if you've ever been in that area, it's a pretty neat area. There's a lot of springs in there and potholes, a lot of wildlife. It's really interesting. And we hope to, we'd like to see it not a, you know, a park with walking paths, not that's accessible by traffic or anything. But it's similar to the area west of the Flumes and east of the Callaway Low Water Crossing.
You're going to develop up to that, right?
Yes.
Further questions?
You have a covenant?
Thank you, Mr. I didn't.
Yes, sir. We will have restrictive covenants for that area, Councilor Chavez.
Going to be restrictive as Koala or less?
Well, we're going to have restrictive covenants.
Good answer.
In some areas, it may be more restrictive. In some areas, less restrictive. We'll have an architectural control committee that controls the residences built in that area and restricting the use and influencing it. Thank you, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Dunnigan.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else for the ordinance?